Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist. I'd like to welcome you back for the Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We're here every Sunday night for with 2 hours of modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll stick around for the next couple hours. We'll take a little break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5-6 minutes. We'll be back for a second hour. We're going to continue our salute to the Modern Jazz Quartet, or the MJQ, as they were called, comprised of John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Connie Kay on drums, Percy Heath on bass. They were a working group, and they worked together for probably 20 years off and on, and one of the most famous and well-respected groups in jazz. We're going to do a little something by a composition by Milt Jackson, the vibist, and this is called Ralph's New Blues. Thank you. Ralph's New Blues. That was a composition by the Vibe Man on that track. A longtime member of the Modern Jazz Quartet, Mel Jackson, as I stated at the top of the show, this group worked together for about 20 years. John Lewis on piano, Mel Jackson on vibes, Connie Kay on drums, Percy Heath on bass. Okay, we're going to do something now by a fine piano player, Duke Jordan. He's leading up a group that was on piano, comprised of Dizzy Reese on trumpet, Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, Reggie Workman on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. This is the title tune from Duke Jordan's album, Flight to Jordan. This is a composition written by Duke, Flight to Jordan.
Thank you.
composition was entitled Flight to Jordan, written by the piano player on that particular track, Duke Jordan. Duke also had Dizzy Reese on trumpet and Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, and a front line from him. That's from Blue Note Archives, Blue Note Records, cut in about 1960. Okay, now we're going to return to our highlight jazz group of the week, and that's the Modern Jazz Quartet, or the MJQ as they were called. And this is something written by the vibe man Milt Jackson called Bags Groove. Milt Jackson's nickname was Bags, and so this is Bags Groove. And this particular composition went on to be quite a jazz classic favorite with many, many jazz musicians down through the years. Let's listen to Bags Groove. Thank you. Jackson composition, Bags Groove. And Mel Jackson's nickname was Bags, and that's the Modern Jazz Quartet that you heard. But, of course, John Lewis on piano, Bags or Mel Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kaye on drums. Okay, now we'll turn now to something by the Ray Brown Trio. Ray Brown was an eminent bassist, worked for years with the Oscar Peterson Trio, then went out on his own and freelanced. And this is a thing called Tanga. And along with Ray Brown on bass, we've got Benny Green on piano and Jeff Hamilton on drums. This is from Ray Brown's album, Don't Get Sassy. Smoking up-tempo version of a little thing called Tanga by the Ray Brown Trio, led up by Ray Brown on bass, Benny Green on piano, Jeff Hamilton on drums from Ray Brown's album Don't Get Sassy. Back now to our highlight jazz group of the week, the Modern Jazz Quartet. And this is another composition written by Mel Jackson, the vibist. As I stated previously, his nickname was Bags, so he worked his nickname into a few of his songs. And this is a thing called Bags' New Groove. Jazz group of the week, the Modern Jazz Quartet, comprised of John Lewis on piano, Mel Jackson on vibes, Connie Kay on drums, Percy Heath on bass, doing a Milt composition, Milt Jackson composition, who was the vibe man on that track, Bag's New Groove. All right, now we're going to turn to, we're going to dip into the Irving Berlin songbook. I like to do that every once in a while. He written so many great standards, became favorites of the jazz artists down through the years. This is his composition, Remember. This is done by Gil Evans and Little Big Band. It's called Gil Evans and Ten. And along with Gil Evans on piano, we've got Jimmy Cleveland on trombone. We got a French horn in here. We've got the alto sax man Lee Konitz, soprano sax man Steve Lacy, a great rhythm section of Paul Chambers on bass, Joe Jones on drums. Let's listen to Irving Berlin's beautiful ballad, Remember.
Thank you.
That was Irving Berlin composition, Remember, from Gil Evans' album, Gil Evans in 10. You hear Gil Evans on piano predominantly through that particular track. Great old Irving Berlin composition. Okay, we're going to go return now to our highlight artist, our highlight group of the week, the Modern Jazz Quartet. And this is something out of the old Count Basie book, pre-war Basie. Was made very, very popular by the Basie Band. And this is a Modern Jazz Quartet's version of Topsy. Thank you. Modern Jazz Quartet, John Lewis on piano, Bill Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums, doing something out of the old Count Basie book called Topsy. Okay, now we're going to do something out of the Cole Porter songbook. And this is our man, Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, with Junior Mance on piano. Junior was out of Evanston, Illinois, one of Evanston's finest. Les Spann on guitar, Sam Jones on bass, Lex Humphrey on drums. This is Cole Porter's composition, My Heart Belongs to Daddy. Thank you. The muted trumpet stylings of the master of bop, Dizzy Gillespie, tastefully backed up there by Junior Mance on piano, doing Cole Porter's classic, My Heart Belongs to Daddy. Well, for the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We hope you enjoyed the sounds. Please stick around. After some brief news at the top of the hour, we'll be back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz. Want to remind you, we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. We're going to close out the first hour with the Modern Jazz Quartet doing John Lewis's composition. John Lewis is the piano on this track, of course, called D&E.